Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Black Noise Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
to come
together in massive numbers of people and take up 10 days of struggle. What am I?
Hey, GRX.
Yes, sir.
10 days of struggle. Ain't that the problem? The struggle psychology? Do we need 10 days? I mean, we've been at, I'm 52 years of struggle.
And 52 years before that.
My mama's 74 years old. She's 74 years old. A struggle. Come on.
Right.
How you going to fight fascism with more struggle?
Because that's all they know.
I told you we were going to change course in terms of the depth of the discourse that you and I are having, but you've got to remember. Are you serious? Listen.
10 days of struggle. Interact, I mean, right now, thousands of people must be organized. Their creativity and their determination and their anguish, it must be unleashed so that this April marks a decisive advance in the struggle to put a stop to the fascist regime by driving it out. People need to see the message, our call, know everywhere, and learn that this organization is working for the time when millions act together, filling the streets, the cities, and towns, day after day, night after night, declaring this whole regime illegitimate. And so what do you want to see come out of these 10 days? The 10 days are April 22nd to May 1st, the end of the first 100 days of the Trump-Pence regime. It can and must become a big leap in a movement to drive this fascist regime from office. The stakes are nothing less than the future of humanity and the planet. Over the course of 10 days, hundreds of thousands of people will pour into the streets in important and righteous protests in Washington, D.C., and cities across the country, aimed at three key fronts of the Trump-Pence regime's reactionary program: the attacks on science, the denial of human-caused climate change, and the attacks on immigrants, and more broadly, working people as a whole. RefuseFascism.org endorses these protests, and we're calling on people to attend and to build and magnify them. These 10 days must involve people from every section of society here and internationally acting together, standing up, and getting into the streets, infused with the spirit of basta ya, enough, enough, doing so with the moral conviction and a fire to stand with the diversity of people here and around the world. So on April 22nd, we're calling people to stand with scientists against the Trump-Pence regime, denying and attacking science, which is a method by which humanity can understand reality and which is essential to progress. That's going to be on Saturday, the 22nd, 9 a.m. at Pershing Square. And on April 24th, that's Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day and also the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. So we're calling on you to join us to commemorate these massive and horrific tragedies and attempted genocides against racial and ethnic minorities at the hands of despotic regimes. Pay our respects to the millions who lived through these horrors and millions who were slaughtered, and say, in the name of humanity, never again. The Armenian Genocide March in Los Angeles, that's going to be Monday, 24th at 10 a.m. They're meeting at Western in Hollywood, and it'll be a march to the Turkish consulate. And on April 29th, we're calling on people to stand against the Trump-Pence regime's devastation of the planet and environment, which, without exaggeration, imperils life on Earth.
Well, bruh, it sounds like they've confused all their issues, and for 10 days, we're supposed to protest in the street, first off, and allow law enforcement to whoop our ass, second off. Thirdly, we are supposed to miss work for 10 days? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, how am I going to pay my bills for 10 days?
Okay. I think this is a good idea gone bad, bruh.
Well,
said,
again, you see where he's headed with it is hurt their pocketbooks. But
look,
you shouldn't hurt your own pocketbooks.
I mean, yeah, it's like, why cut your throat to spite your face? But he said, we need you to bust out like this. Wait for it.
Fire this
It'll make you dance everywhere.
gotta get up.
Miss work. Nigga, are you crazy? What the fuck is wrong with them? Miss work. Lose my job at the hip hop party rally. Hell no, fool. I had to find a new way to protest. I don't care if I have to join their ass. I don't care if I have to go paint my hair blonde and put on a and join the Nazi outfit. Okay? But I ain't gonna miss it. How am I gonna take food out of my mouth for that?
Well, you know, again,
I just think that the messages have become confused, bro. I'm with the rig, okay? You know that. I'm pro rig. I'm pro busting out on that L7 square. But you got to realize that you don't need your wife missing work because she was at the protest. And then you don't hear from her for, 10 days because she got arrested. And now they don't know if she's Mexican or not, or Belizean. And now she's being deported. I'm good. Because she left her wallet in her car. She left her wallet in her car. And she didn't want to carry the cell phone. So, whoa, whoa. No ID. You get rounded up. I mean, that's potentially likely. I'm not bullshitting. That's likely these days. Well, the rubber bullets, you have to be at home for another 10 days after they rubber bullet your ass up.
Depending on where you get hit with the rubber bullet, how
really
long you going to stay.
They'll put your eye out, so don't get the game. Don't get it all so happy. The bullets will put. You stop chucking them rocks before you put somebody eye out? Well, sometimes, we're laughing today, but it's going to come to a point where you and I are going to see all our shows flash before us. Everything out of our mouth, and it'll be like, you guys are prophets. At least prophets of rage, Just think about it, man. I'm with the protest, but where this guy is going, and I have another 20 minutes of him going deeper into it. Some of it makes sense to protest, but this fulcrum, the way in which I can't justify it. Give me your thoughts.
Well, again, I ain't gonna take my food out of my mouth because that's the situation more than likely what you protesting about anyway. So why am I going to hurt myself?
I'm not going to create a riotous atmosphere so I can actually create a Fed file for myself.
Right. I'm not trying to get myself deeper in the hole. I'm trying to fix the hole. So what he's saying and trying to do is obsolete. I mean, he almost sounds like he's working for the other side. Yeah, go out here and don't go to work for 10 days. Go out here and riot. Yeah, it sounds like he's working for the other side.
Here you go. Now you're making me
conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, but you're right with that. We call them agent provocateurs. And I know something about that because I've been in all kind of protests where folks are like, oh, yeah, let's tear this up. Let's do that. Nah, bro. I'm only here for this specific issue and to show my support. My support doesn't include getting arrested or shot.
Right. It doesn't say that I have to get hit with the rubber bullets or be tased.
Or, trampled by big guys in big hats on horses.
Right.
I'm cool with that. I think I would
the horse win.
I would really like to give a speech. Can I give a speech or maybe sing a song? I got a song in my heart. With that on Black Noise Radio in the year of our Lord, we're going to take a quick break for about 5 minutes. So you can go get that sample plate, TRA.
There's going to always be somebody trying to turn you around. Just a few days ago, as I was walking down the streets in Los Angeles, California, a man came up to me and said, I've heard you sing many, many times. He said, don't you know you were singing rock and roll, you would be making much more money. Oh, here I am, trying to do the best I can. Here I am, trying to live for Jesus. And then here comes someone trying to turn me around. But I asked that man, I said, mister, you may have money, and you may have a fine home. I said, you may be driving the best of automobiles. But I said to him, don't you know, if you don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing at all. Oh, Lord. And I told him, Jesus, I said, I've been out in the world. And oh Lord, I've been down also on my bed of affliction. And lying on my bed, I made God a promise. I told the Lord, if he would spare my soul, I'd go anywhere he wanted me to go. I told him, I'll go.
All right, folks, let me get this in, because in the last episode, we talked about who was that famous soul singer with Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. And we... I'm going to tell you.
Get home, will
bottom line on this historical question that GRX got wrong, he couldn't answer it, so that's a fail, okay? But, you know, when I found out that Johnny Taylor was an original member of the Soul Stirrers, it all made sense to me. Because he would be the one to go on to take that soul message even further. So it's Johnny Taylor.
Okay.
And there was a point in the 70s into the early 80s where he was nothing more than a sexual icon, bro. Because he was on his job doing his thing. You know, everybody else had moved on. On his writing, so he was right, you know. Sam Cooke had died in the early 70s, not too far from my house. I remember that day because my stepfather talked about it. It's a sad day for blacks. Because he got killed by a black female security officer after he accidentally locked himself out of his motel room, whatever it was. And he tried to get into the office to get the other keys, so she just came over and killed him. No warning, no nothing. So I guess you could say one thing that on one level, just looking at that story, on one level, we have made certain degree of decorum and progress in our American journey toward defining freedom.
Yeah, but certainly.
How far we got to go, GRX?
The way it looks like there's still a long way to go, though. Again, we keep spinning our wheels.
You make 4 to 8 years or 6 years of what you think or interpret as progress, which may not actually be in its first place, and then you have emotional setbacks and physical setbacks through the legislative process.
Yep.
To reverse all the gains of the past. The problem is you can't unknowledge people.
No, I mean, we can't go back to not knowing, that's for certain, but
yeah,
our actions moving forward need to be different.
There's too many ways of accessing and garnering information. So let me give you an example. Not publishing the White House visitor's log is an offense against the American people. We need to know who comes into our White House.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. See, we don't see it as our White House or as our president. We see, like, the president over everybody, like he's a dictator or king. And that's the process by which we're heading down that line, is that we're moving away from a president towards a dictatorship, because they've taken away all your civil rights slowly but surely at each event that happens.
And you're letting them do it by not asking the deeper, harder questions. You know, sometimes I look at ABC News and it's pathetic. Martha Raddatz and Stephanopoulos, this is sad. You can't even call yourself journalists. You don't ask depthful questions. You don't call out the obvious. You act as if somebody's underhanded ultra motive is supposed to be played out in some type of media political theater, as if you're trying to reinterpret the obvious.
You got to remember this. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. And everything we see is perspective and not the truth. So we got to be careful about what we're seeing and what we're being told.
But I never want a perspective from you about an untruth or some fact that you made up in your head. I want a perspective from you about a truthful fact or something that is so on the margins that it takes a further investigation, which is appropriate. But you don't spin no lie and say, you know, well, Marty, after all these 52 years, I need to tell you that I was really,
my name is George.
Yeah, my name is George, and we're really not from Arkansas. We're from Texas. God damn. Now you want to start a fight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we fed you a hamburger that was goat meat. You know, you loved it. I mean, but come on, bro. I mean, it's like, you know, really? Isn't this how the Indians came up short? Isn't this how me, you, Bantu, Timba, and all our ancestors, Winnie and Pooh and everybody, got arrested and brought down by the Dutch and whoever else, and even the other Africans, and put on these middle passages? Ain't this how this Hispanic corridor, Aztecian corridor, lost all their resources with the same logic?
It is. And again, if we don't know our history and we keep spinning our wheels in it and not moving forward, then we're bound to keep doing the same things over and over and over again.
Well, with that, you said so much, and we only have a minute 38 seconds left, and I think that I'm going to go out with, 90 seconds. Okay, thank you for correcting me. I think she needs Jesus. Ain't no need to worry, Anita Baker, and one of them whinings. I don't know which whining, but one of them whinings. I think it might have been the father whining. Or BB, or CC, or KK, or Maymay. I'm not sure. Might have been Jason. Have a beautiful day, GRS. We're off the air tomorrow because we got to file our taxes so Donald Trump don't lock us up.